This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to welcome back Dr. Kelly Hunsicker. She is the director of the Indian River Lagoon Teacher Training Workshop, which is coming up this summer. She's also a research assistant professor at DMES here at Florida Tech. Kelly, exciting stuff. Tell us about this summer camp.
It was a big success last year, so we're very happy to be able to offer this again this summer. It's funded through a grant from the National Estuary Program, and this is in collaboration with Marine Resources Council.
With all the problems that the lagoon has been facing just recently and throughout the last several years, this is a perfect opportunity for you to help teachers to educate the children about what they can do, what the issues are, what the problems are. Tell us a little bit about the workshop.
This workshop is applicable to educators in any of the counties that border the Indian River Lagoon, so Volusia, Brevard, Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties. It's for both formal and informal educators and homeschool teachers. The material that we discuss and hand out is more applicable for middle and high school teachers.
And what are the dates of the camp?
The camp runs from Monday, June 13th through Thursday, June 16th, and it starts at 8:30 and it goes until about 4 p.m. and it is here on the campus of Florida Tech.
Will this just be education or will there be some hands-on stuff?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of hands-on stuff. We do have some field trips incorporated into the workshop so teachers can go and get a firsthand experience of what muck is, the water quality in the lagoon. We have some lectures also built into the workshop, and then we give away a lot of lesson plans so the teachers can take what they've learned at the workshop and take it back to the classroom. And we also give them a lot of resources too so they can develop their own lesson plans and go out and further gain their knowledge as well about Indian River Lagoon topics.
The hands-on and the field trips, those are things that they could replicate with their own students.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very cool,
correct, yeah,
cool way to learn. So there are two options here, I guess, because of the wide area that this is applicable to. They can either come for the day or they can just stay for the week.
Correct, yeah. So the day attendance, because of the generous support from the grant, is $75 for the whole week or the 4 days for the teacher. And that includes a three-year aquatic species collection permit. So they're a teacher that is very interested in going out and collecting fish or inverts for their classroom, and they want to bring them back for the students to study. They'll have this three-year aquatic species collection permit, which will allow them to do that. It's going to also include lesson plans and their lunches and any other materials they might need for the workshop. They could also stay overnight here on FIT campus in one of the apartment-style living suites that we have. And so that would be $260 for the 4 days. And that will include all their meals as well as some nighttime activities.
Wow, that's very reasonable. And that's in part because of the grant that you got.
Correct.
If people wanted more information or they wanted to register, I guess for more information, they would contact you.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And your phone number is 674-7334. Or they can find out and register at camps.fit.edu, and they can search teacher or just /teacher.
Mm-hmm, correct.
The Indian River Lagoon Teacher Training Workshop will be held here on the Florida Tech campus June 13th through the 16th. If you'd like more information, you can contact Dr. Kelly Hunsicker, 321-674-7334, or camps.fit.edu. You can hear this interview or a previous podcast of any Inside Florida Tech, link up with the FIT.edu camps website. It's all on our website, WFIT.org.